Today is Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2026. We thank you for being present with us this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Isaiah chapter 48, verse number 10. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Sometimes we get too comfortable. We cling to routines, to relationships, to jobs or places long after God has called us to move forward. Like a child gripping the handlebars of a stationary bike, we may feel safe, but we are not going anywhere. To move us into his greater purpose, God often has to shake us loose. Think of a bird's nest. When it is time for the baby bird to fly, the mother bird will begin to remove the soft linings of the nest, making it unpleasant. The nest becomes prickly and it becomes uncomfortable. Why? Because if the bird stays comfortable, it will never leave the nest. Eventually, the young bird is nudged out, forced to flap its wings, and only then does it begin to fly. That is what God sometimes do with us. He allows discomfort. He closes doors. God allows unexpected change. He rearranges things to push us out of places that we have outgrown, not to harm us, but to help us. He knows there is something greater ahead, but we have to leave the nest to reach it. If life feels shaky right now, do not panic. If God has shut some things down, do not fight it. You are not being abandoned. You are being repositioned. So trust the hands that are moving you. When God shakes us loose and forces us out, it is never without purpose. It may feel like a loss, but it is really a launch. Hold on to him and get ready because you are about to fly. God bless you. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Anita, we ask the Lord to wrap her in his peace today, steady her heart with strength and courage, and reassure her that God is at work with compassion and mercy on her behalf. Ricky, we lift him to be relieved from the pain in his body and his movement restored. We also pray for his mother, uncle, and his cousin to be covered by the healing hand of God. Charlie's grandson, Savoy Teague of Wakaiva High School, he graduates today. We pray for the Lord to keep his hand upon him, usher him into his next phase, and cover him with success in life. The young lady in Ocoee, Florida, and all those who are preparing to take a professional exam, we pray for their studying to be organized and focused, and for them to retain all the knowledge needed to be victorious. When being tested, we ask the Lord to recall all the answers needed to pass. Young people who are struggling with self-worth, we pray for their true identity in Christ to be revealed and for their self-worth to be strengthened. Those whose cancer is in remission, we thank God for his continued favor and ask him to protect and sustain excellent health. Those waiting for the results from job interviews, we pray that job offers are made for salaries offered to exceed expectations and for jobs to turn into careers that fit personalities, skills, and work schedule requirements. College graduates searching for jobs, we call upon God to bless them with full-time employment and wages that will allow them to comfortably support themselves. those who experienced a setback in a situation. We pray with you to keep your eyes on Jesus and remain in faith until your deliverance comes. Everyone on the call this morning, we ask God to invigorate those who are weary, supply needs where there seems to be no way out, and grant you favor in all you do today. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection for our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you for a new day, God, that you have allowed us to live in, for brand new mercy, God, that you have given us all. You kept us while we were yet sleeping, protected us while we were yet sleeping, kept a shield all around us while we were yet sleeping. And God, you brought us back together again in prayer. Somebody ain't gonna see this day. But all thanks be to God today. He allowed us to see this day and joy back together again in prayer. God is good. God is kind. He's merciful. He's great. In all the days of our lives, believers, God is worthy to be praised. Despite of our situation, what we may be going through on today, I come to encourage someone. God is still good. You're not having a setback. God is telling you to stand still and watch God work. Watch him. When you think it's a setback, God said, just stand still. Oh, bless your name, God. Feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulder. God is just saying, stand still. When you don't even see a way out, God is telling you to stand still. Just watch. You don't have to be a busybody. God just say, stand still and watch me work on your behalf. God said, stand still. I trust God. With all I have within me, I trust God. There's no way except God's way. He will deliver. He will set free. He will move mountains. He will open doors. He'll pour down blessings. He'll heal the body. I come to tell you, God did it. Take away the cancer. Take away the hypertension. Take away the diabetes. God can do it. Wipe away the tears from your eyes. Mend your broken heart today. I come to tell you, God can do it. There's no doubt in my mind. I know he will. Did nobody tell me I experienced it for myself? I know he can. I know he will. Gotta show up. so you can shake yourself loose and stand still and watch God work on your behalf. God is good. The way is already made. You may think about it every now and then. Don't worry about it. Let it go. God, get us in the midst of the storm and rain. God, get us in the midst of heartaches and pain that come to tag you today. God, get us. We gonna make it. Victory is ours. We gonna make it. God is good. I won't take nothing. Oh, bless your name, God. Don't take nothing for your journey. You keep striving. You keep pushing. And you serve God all the days of your life. Just serve Him. Just worship Him. Just follow Him. I come to tell you, He got us. He got you. He got I. He got everybody. He owns everything and everybody. He knows. And He won't put more on us than we can bear. We may feel like it's over. Oh, bless your name, God. I come to serve you today. I come to serve you notice today. It's not over. God said it. I believe it. It's not over. So put a smile on your face. Bless your name, God. And you keep calling on. The race is not given to the swift or the strong. It's given to the one that endure to the end. Let's endure. Let's stand. Sometimes you might have to stand alone. Still stand. Pain in the body. Still stand. Heartaches and pain. Still stand. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can even ask or even think. That means He can do all things. Ask or think. That means He can do all things. Our God is good. Trust, believe, and let go and give it to Him. Let God handle it. Cast your cares upon Him, for He cares. Give it to Him. Let it go. And God, I thank You for every word, God, You instilled in me, O God. Every prayer, petition, God, that was submitted, those who have not yet submitted a request, God already know. He's going to work it out. You keep praying that prayer. You keep fasting and believing. I come to tell you, I trust God is on the way. I trust God is on the way. You got to speak those words. I trust God, and I know it's on the way. It may not come when you want it, but God knows when to bring it right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. I trust God. And God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. You keep your head up. You square your shoulders. You wipe those tears from your eyes. You lift your head up. You love yourself. You hug yourself. You forgive everybody. Let it go. And you live your life for God all the days of your life. For God is good. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, You have been good to us. You allow us to join together every day. Father God, You have been good to us. And God, I accept our continual God to use us. Continual God to mold us. Continual God to shape us. Continual God to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher than You, O God. We're not going to look for glory and enough praises because it all belongs to God Almighty in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name today. I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God and thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.